From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, we welcome Steve Baral from the Stroudsburg Railroad back to the program to talk about a big event they have coming up on September 26th, 27th, and 28th. It's called Steampunk Unlimited. It's a celebration of all things steampunk, like music, literature, and art, and even includes a Victorian dinner train. For those not in the know, Steve also clues us in on what the steampunk subculture represents.
Looking back to an era gone by, It definitely evokes that sense of a past Victorian time period particularly. But by the same token, it also has this sense of an era that never was. Particularly thinking about history in terms of what if the gasoline-powered engine never came about, or the microprocessor, or so many things that we have today that rely upon electricity.
Coming up, it's Steve Baral from the Stroudsburg Railroad talking about Steampunk Unlimited. And we welcome our good friend Mark DeRose back to the program. It's time once again for the annual Rootin' Annie. Mark and his band put together this yearly benefit concert to showcase a few of the best bands in the region and raise a little money for an eco-friendly nonprofit. We'll be talking Rootin' Annie with Mark DeRose, but first let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Indian Summer Jars are releasing a brand new full-length record called Heart Rock on Thursday, September 18th at a release party at the Abbey Bar at Appalachian Brewing Company in Harrisburg. Joe Stevens from Coyote Grace will also be releasing his new album that night. It's called Last Man Standing. This is an 8 o'clock show. It's Indian Summer Jars at Appalachian Brewing Company this Thursday, September 18th. ABC is at 50 North Cameron Street in Harrisburg. Then Friday night, September 19th, head down to Tellus 360 in downtown Lancaster for Halfway to St. Paddy's Day. From 4 to 6, there will be an Irish session in the pub. Then at 6, the Ogham Stones take the stage. Starting at 8 p.m. back in the temple, it's the Kilmaine Saints and Garrigan's Ghost. $10 gets you in the door if you're 21 or older. It's Halfway to St. Paddy's Day at Tellus 360, 24 East King Street in Lancaster. That's on Friday, September 19th. On Monday, September 22nd, don't miss Pittsburgh songwriters Joy Ike and J.D. Eicher as they return to Lancaster for a special Monday evening show at the Community Room on King. The show runs from 7 to 10 p.m. It's all ages, and it's only $7. Joy Ike and J.D. Eicher at the Community Room. That's at 106 West King Street in Lancaster. Today on the program, it's Steve Baral here to talk about Steampunk Unlimited coming up at the Stroudsburg Railroad later this month. It's a weekend-long event that will be held the last weekend of September, that's September 26th through the 28th, with music, artists, authors, special events, and a variety of other vendors, all inspired by the steampunk culture. Steve, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's start by helping those listeners out who aren't familiar with the term steampunk. What does that mean exactly?
Well, as I think I probably hinted at before, I personally find it a little bit difficult to define. I think anybody who would sort of study the culture or even who's into it would find that difficult to define. Nonetheless, for one thing, it spans all sorts of different facets of life, anything from fashion and the clothing we wear to literature, movies, even home improvement or interior design, things like
really?
That, engineering, music, whatever. It seems like there's not really any niche of our lives or lifestyle that might not be somewhat affected by steampunk, particularly if we choose to delve into that subculture. But essentially, I guess it's best to define it as looking back to an era gone by.
Uh-huh.
Definitely evokes that sense of a past Victorian time period particularly. But by the same token, it also has this sense of an era that never was.
And sort of like maybe a parallel universe?
Exactly, an alternative history, history reimagined, particularly thinking about history in terms of what if the gasoline-powered engine never came about, or the microprocessor, or so many things that we have today that rely upon electricity, but instead is powered by steam or some of the other more typical technologies that might have come right out of the Industrial Revolution. But again, we have all those, the fashion and the etiquette and just some of those mannerisms that we cling to within the Victorian time period. Well, that's a little bit of a sense of what steampunk is.
Do you have a sense of the history, like where this subculture started in the arts?
Well, it started in literature.
Okay.
Most notably, and it was late 1980s, and I'm not going to recall the
sure.
author's name, but there was a particular author that coined the term steampunk. But it wasn't until a little bit later when some other authors really began to pick it up and run with it, and they really embedded it within that late Victorian time period,
okay.
1880s, that time period, and that's where it has blossomed from. But again, it's not restricted to literature.
Wouldn't that be fascinating to have created something that is now a worldwide
sure,
subculture?
Sure.
Like that blows my mind.
Yep.
And
yep.
not really, from what you're saying, not really that long ago, you know, 30 years
yep.
maybe,
yep.
25, 30 years ago. That's fascinating. So one of the reasons that I really wanted to have you back on the show, and I really want to help you guys spread the word about what you're doing, is because I think it's fascinating that you're bringing this to Lancaster County, bringing this steampunk culture and this celebration of it over this weekend. Thanks for doing that. I just think it really adds a really neat dimension to what we have going on here.
Sure. Well, it's our pleasure. And one thing I might add, if I can, is just that we're excited and super happy to be doing this event, Steampunk Unlimited. And yet, really, I think without the steampunks being there, there's not much of an event. I mean, they bring the culture and the feeling. And even that said, though, anybody's welcome to come out and check it out. It's just a lot of fun.
But it's just a lot of people going to be dressed up. And
oh, absolutely.
And yeah. are you expecting people from a large region, like a large geographic area?
Well, I can tell you we're pulling people from New England. We have even a few coming from as far as Virginia and
wow.
North Carolina.
Okay.
Not boatloads, but
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But they're representing.
Yep.
So what is Steampunk Unlimited for somebody who just stumbled upon this podcast and is saying, what are
sure.
these guys even talking about?
Well, Steampunk Unlimited, as you mentioned earlier, it's a three-day event running September 26th through the 28th. That's a Friday to Sunday, last weekend in September. And we've just got a lot of stuff going on. It begins with Friday evening. We have a train ride. There's even, aside from just our regular accommodations on the train, you can do a wine and cheese or a Victorian dinner train on that ride. And that's all followed by a Victorian ball.
Wow.
That evening, about 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, where, come in your best Victorian garb. And you need not have a partner, but there will be no wallflowers, as the instructor that we're bringing in has assured us. And basically, even if you don't know any of the Victorian dances, the waltz or whatever, her name's Sharon Gooley. She's very well attuned to just kind of helping people learn on the fly and just having a lot of fun with it. Then we move into Saturday. Saturday's a full day beginning around 11 o'clock. We'll have a number of vendors, craftsmen, artisans, as well as notable authors within the steampunk genre, all there showing their wares, having their books for sale, that kind of thing. Trains are running all day.
Okay.
We have another Victorian dinner option. We also have an absinthe cocktail tasting in the evening. We've got sideshow performers and, of course, music going on throughout. We've got four bands on Saturday that are running. And then even culminating the evening with a fire performer late at night before we wrap things up around 10 o'clock or so. Then Sunday brings about the culmination. Again, more train rides. We've got high tea service on the train as well, Sunday and Saturday, followed by a final concert by one of the more prominent steampunk bands in the genre, Abney Park, on Sunday afternoon around 3 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the music, because music is it's one dimension, but it's a big part of this festival. So this band's pretty big that you're bringing in here, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Just from what I've found on the web, it seems like they're going to be a pretty big draw for the festival itself. What about the four bands coming in on Saturday? Where are they from? And you know, are these national bands or are they regional bands?
I suppose it's probably correct to say they're regional bands, but a number of them do travel.
So they're touring.
Quite a bit. Yeah, they're touring. We have Eli August in the Abandoned Buildings. Definitely a neat band that just really, again, evokes that kind of sense of playing music from a time gone by. A number of people in their band just all loving the music that they're playing. Just have a real humble attitude and just have a lot of fun on stage.
Yeah.
Frenchie and the Punk, they travel quite a bit. Samantha and Scott, they comprise Frenchie and the Punk. Just a two-person show, but best I can tell, very technically talented and just put on a great gig. The Clockwork Dolls are interesting. They have, I think, what I would describe as a little bit more epic music, kind of that orchestral epic sound to them. But again, playing with themes of days gone by or history reimagined. And then Saturday evening, we top things off with This Way to the Egress, which I think they have a fun, raucous kind of show, just really upbeat, a lot of sound, very full. And those are those four bands on Saturday. So
that's a big day.
It is.
And then mixed in there, right, you talked about vendors and different things. One thing I noticed on the website are artisans.
Yep.
So what can I expect if I'm walking, you know, around? And this is at the Strasburg Railroad ground. So, right, is it the museum as well as the railroad?
All right at the railroad station.
Okay.
There will be a very large tent, big white carnival kind of style tent, huge. And a good number of those craftsmen and vendors will be under that tent. There also will be some that are outdoor right on our mall area, right along the station platform. So all throughout, you won't be able to go anywhere without running into some of them. And they're bringing all sorts of different stuff that they've made, whether it's jewelry or their latest steampunk ray gun creation, or even some more what we would consider the finer art. You also have some vendors that are simply dealing in more antique-ish or vintage items that they're reselling, those types of things. Anything that's repurposed but has kind of this steampunk flair. Hats, goggles, you name it. All kinds of different things there.
Sounds like just a fantastic weekend.
It is.
Fun for the whole family, right?
Absolutely. We'll remain true to our family-friendly mission, and we certainly hope that we'll see a bunch of kids there with their top hats, of course. But
of course. So where can people find out more about the festival, and most importantly, how do they get tickets?
Okay. Well, best place to do both of those would be go to our website, strasburgrailroad.com. And specifically, if they want to go straight to the event page for Steampunk Unlimited, that's strasburgrailroad.com/steampunk.
Okay. Are there different options? Are there different levels? Or do you buy the whole weekend?
There are different options, although we certainly want to encourage people to spend the whole weekend. So basically, you have a Saturday-Sunday option that's listed there for only $35. You also have a Friday to Sunday option that's $48. Those two, however, don't include Abney Park on Sunday.
Okay.
For Abney Park, you're looking at $60 for a Saturday-Sunday with Abney Park. On up to a Friday to Sunday option with reserved seating is $75.
And are there discounts for kids?
There are youth prices there that I didn't mention as well, so you can you can check that out.
So all that's right there on the website, including links and more information. It's a fascinating event. Really bringing this, like I said, it's bringing this other dimension, I think, to Lancaster and to the cultural scene we have here. So thank you for doing it, and thank you for bringing this to the area. This is Steampunk Unlimited. It's at the Strasburg Railroad, September 26th through 28th. Thank you, Steve, for taking a few minutes to fill us in on the event.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you coming down and talking with me about it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll be right back with Mark DeRose coming up on Around the Wood Stove. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason at woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. Mark DeRose is a Lancaster-based singer-songwriter who organizes an annual benefit concert called Rootinanny. Rootinanny showcases a few of the region's best bands and benefits an eco-friendly nonprofit organization. This year marks the fifth annual Rootinanny and the second year in a row that the event has been held at Telus 360 in downtown Lancaster. Rootinanny is coming this Saturday, September 20th. Mark DeRose, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
So here comes Rootinanny number five.
Yep.
Let's start with the what. So who's on the bill?
The bill is Indian Summer Jars, Shrimp Boat, and my band Mark DeRose and the Dreadnought Brigade.
You always, you guys always showcase it, and I think it's a great thing for you and the band to get in front of some different people. But let's talk about the other bands.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you decide, and how do you decide year after year? Because you don't repeat those bands except for yours.
I try not to. It's all about trying to keep it local. I don't know. I mean, honestly, Jason, it's more of like hey, there's an abundance of people. Let's go out and see who's available.
Right.
And that sometimes some years I get in front of it better than other years. I knew I had, I've known Indian Summer Jars for years.
Right.
Sarah Beth in particular. And she's been the life force of that project as it grows and morphs. Actually, they came on here as of late. I had Adam Blessing on the bill, a local singer-songwriter. Adam, unfortunately, had some scheduling conflicts, so we brought in Sarah Beth and Indian Summer Jars, so they got on the bill here very recently, like a week ago.
Well, Shrimp Boat's just sort of a killer band.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
I just was saying to somebody on the ride in here, Shrimp Boat, to me, I caught them this summer at Long's Park. I'd seen them twice that weekend. And what blows me away about Shrimp Boat is if you told me they were regionally touring, you know, national acts, I'd buy it in a second. They just, it's tight. I don't know where they did their homework, but they did their homework, and it shows through in what they do. They blow me away.
If they're not really playing a lot.
Right.
I mean, I see them, you know, I see their schedule or things come out, but it's not like they're playing three or four nights a week.
No.
They're not a house band.
And I even wonder if, you know, I know Bobby Gentillo, who's, I think, the brains behind
the grand poobah.
I think he's thought out in what he does, and
yeah,
it shows in there. They're such a tight band, and I've only a couple times you go and see someone that you know, and you're like, oh, I can't believe I know them. Like, it makes you want to go home and shed and practice, because it's the same way you go see someone. Literally, I remember seeing Miz a couple years ago.
Yeah,
he took my head off, and I went, I can't believe I know that guy.
Right.
And I remember seeing them at Long's Park this summer and saying to my wife, I'm like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Like, that is just...
And you actually know them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great bill, because, you know, for those listeners who aren't familiar, Indian Summer Jars has a real folky thing, mm-hmm. singer-songwriter. Sarah Beth is the lead singer, the songwriter, and they've got a really neat thing going now with accordion mm-hmm. and harmonies and percussion, so it's a real earthy thing. The Dreadnought Brigade, good time rock and roll. And then Shrimp Boat, you know, what would you say? Funk, soul, R&B?
Yeah, I think that describes them well.
It's a big band, horns, and a dance band, a fun band, a party band. So it's a very well-balanced evening.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Thank you. I think life should be fun whenever you can make it.
Yeah.
And I maybe myopically feel that way about music. And I know the Rootinanny in general, I'm going, look, I want people to have fun. And I know I look at the night and I'll be the first to say, like, we're going third, and I'm a little bit nervous to follow Shrimp Boat because
how big they are.
It's just fun.
And yeah, absolutely.
I need to look at that and go, well, I need to be inspired by that and hopefully hop on that same fun bus and keep the night going. But
well, Telus is a great spot for it. It'll be a great room for it. This is the second year at Telus.
Yep.
How do you feel that Telus fits into what you're trying to do?
Oh, golly. I know Rootinanny, in its 5 years, you know, the first 3 years, Jeff definitely was kind of seeking a home. Every venue that we were at had its positive points. I think Telus, in regard to, you know, their ego awareness, and especially as they grow in their metamorphosis of, you know, as they just grow, I think the green side of what they do, and they're just aware.
Sure.
I think it's a perfect fit.
So who exactly is the beneficiary this year?
The beneficiary this year, it's the second year for them. They've gone through a slight mission change and name change. It benefits the Lancaster County Conservancy's Urban Greening Project. It's formerly known as Live Green.
Okay, so
Fritz Schroeder's the ramrod, the brains behind that operation.
And it makes a whole lot of sense for what it is you're trying to do. And, you know, it's a perfect organization that's doing those things. I mean, they put the green roof on
TELUS.
On TELUS 360, so it's it's kind of a perfect fit.
Yeah, and I know it's, you know, I think the eco thing's a little tricky
in
the sense that, you know, it's not on the front of everybody's mind, but I know what I love about it is, you know, Lancaster's, it's a tree city, as they call it. I think it's got that moniker, and I just think what Fritz and his organization does to keep our city moving in that direction is great. It's funny. As I read what they do, it's just neat to see. It's like a lot of underlying things that if you didn't have it at the front of your mind, you wouldn't think of it right away. But when you look at it, you're going, oh my gosh, I'm very glad someone's doing that. So I'm excited to support what they do.
Well, it's great work with what you're doing with Root Nanny. That's coming up Saturday, September 20th, TELUS 360. We're going to be right back with more from Mark DeRose. It's Around the Wood Stove. At the Wood Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or sign up to get all of the Wood Stove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. I'm back with my good pal, Mr. Mark DeRose. Mark is a Lancaster-based singer-songwriter who is hosting the 5th annual Root Nanny. It's this Saturday, September 20th at TELUS 360. So, Mark, what's new with the band with the Dreadnought Brigade?
Well, always evolving. I know, and I say that from the standpoint of I've taken on the approach of trying to be a singer-songwriter more than working within a band. About 2 years ago, I'd been with a band for 5 years. Love the guys, love what we were doing, but I just felt like musically I needed to try and concentrate on being more of a songwriter and working from that angle versus being 1/5 of a band, being a songwriter who has a band that plays his music with him. And so it's always growing, it's always evolving, it's always teaching me things. I think I'm actually learning how to play my music, if that makes any sense. I know for the first couple years of being a musician, I was only working as a songwriter, and I'm a firm believer that you have to kind of listen to what music has to teach you, and it's fun. Like, I'm learning again how to play my music to if that makes any sense, you know, and trying to listen to what it has to say. So I'm always trying to work towards the people that I love and adore. I'm a huge fan of the band, and guys like Bruce Hornsby and Dave Matthews, I think guys that go, hey, I have a song, but I want to make sure I'm paying attention to the music too.
Yeah.
You know, and bringing an emotion to the music. So
can we expect some new music anytime soon from Mark DeRose?
It is my hope that before too long we will get something in the studio. I know I've got a couple songs that are in the hopper, so to speak, and I'm scratching my head going, which ones are the ones that people come up after a show and go, hey, where can I get that on a CD?
Yeah.
So on and so forth. So I hope before too long. I know, you know, I'm trying to keep an eye on the landscape of music and, you know, the always evolving, how do guys at my level have going into the studio make sense. So I've been doing a lot of production and pre-production at my house and just listening and recording shows so that hopefully before too long, save up enough of a budget and go in and hit the button, record, and get in and out quickly.
Down. Yeah. Well, that's great. I'll link up in the show post to the website, the Facebook page, all the places
we can
find more about Mark DeRose music. And good luck with this year's Root Nanny. It's coming up Saturday, September 20th. It's at TELUS 360 in Lancaster.
Yeah. I appreciate you having me on the show and getting it some press. I'm excited about it.
It's always my pleasure. TELUS360.com. You can find more about Root Nanny. And, of course, all the events coming up at TELUS. Thanks, Mark, for taking a few minutes to chat about Root Nanny. And, of course, Mark DeRose and the Dreadnought Brigade.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Thank you.
You can find out more about today's program by visiting the show post at our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced by the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.